If you missed the show, check out the podcast.
The Vinny and Nikki Replay.
Subscribe now on iTunes, Google Play, or online at thebeat925.ca.
Is Montreal the best city in Canada? It is, right?
Of course.
Maybe the best city in the entire world?
In many ways it is, yes.
So Joe Rogan, during an interview with a Canadian named Gad Saad, he's actually a professor of marketing at Concordia University Research Chair in Evolutionary Behavioral Science, okay? So he was chatting with Joe Rogan, and Joe Rogan started off a little piece of their conversation by praising Canada. He said, "You live in Canada now. It's one of the greatest countries the world has ever known." Mm-hmm. You know, said we live in the greatest country. And then he went on to say what he specifically likes about Canada, which cities he likes more than others. Take a listen.
Toronto's amazing.
He likes it.
I love it. It's one of my favorite cities. You know, one of the things I love about it, it's like a big city, but the people are friendly like it's a small town.
Right.
I don't know how the hell you guys pulled that off.
We're just good people.
Do you feel
a difference between Montreal and Toronto? Because
I like Toronto better. Sorry, Montreal.
Oh.
You heard me. I do. I like it better.
What is it that you don't like about Montreal?
I do love Montreal. Montreal, it is the conflict, like the
French-English stuff.
Yeah, that conflict seems to me to be ridiculous. Yeah. The idea that you're going to secede.
Yeah.
Like, good luck.
Yeah.
You're going to leave Canada? Okay. Congratulations. You're going to be your own country that nobody goes to?
Right.
You're going to make everybody speak French? That's so stupid. They put French signs everywhere. Yeah. I get they're trying to like cling on to their culture. I get it. And the culture is wonderful. The food's fantastic. There's great people in Montreal.
Beautiful women.
Yeah, they're beautiful. I love Montreal, but I love Toronto more.
Loves Toronto more.
Oh. Is it because maybe Toronto, and you guys could agree or disagree with this, feels a little more American than Montreal does? Like, if it's more of a culture shock to come to Montreal because it feels more European, doesn't Toronto kind of feel slightly more American? Maybe he's more used to it.
I don't know. I think in his interview, his issues seem to be very like political, more so than about like the vibe of the city. He actually says that his number one most favorite restaurant in the entire world is here in Montreal.
And it's Joe Beef. Yeah.
That's what he says is his favorite restaurant. Yeah. So I don't know if that's the case or not. I mean, I can't know that for sure, but I think that it sounds like he's talking like politically. He said the people here are amazing. The people are very nice in Toronto as well.
I can see how Toronto is more tourist friendly to a family, let's say, that doesn't speak any French. Like, I was actually driving on the 15 the other day, and there was an Ontario license plate, and you can tell they were on vacation, the family was there, and they were a bit lost. And our drivers are relentless. I mean, if you're in the passing lane when you shouldn't be, I mean, you're getting stares down, you're getting the high beams flashed, and the guy was getting harassed. This poor guy who's just trying to get somewhere, right, who's getting harassed on Quebec roads, and that's just sort of the way we drive, you know, and that's just sort of our attitude. But we are more of an insular culture. The people that have stayed in Montreal, we have a certain flair about us, a certain, you know, je ne sais quoi, a little bit of an attitude, if you will. And if you're not from Montreal, it's tough to get. So I can see how Montreal may come across as being a bit more abrasive if you're like a foreign tourist. But that being said, I mean, what we offer is unlike any other city,
right?
In Canada.
Yeah.
I mean, to each their own, you know?
Look, I spend a lot of time in Toronto, and I love Toronto too. I do. Like, I consider it, to me, Canada.
It's a great city.
And to me, Canada is home, you know? Like, especially these cities that I spend a lot of time in. Montreal is really home, but I do love Toronto also. But I don't think it's a better city than Montreal. If anything, I think that it would be fair to say maybe they're equally great cities for different reasons, but yes. I don't think it's fair to say it's a better city because they're so different. It's like comparing apples to oranges, too, right?
People are intimidated by the language barrier as much as we like to think that we're, you know, opening and welcome. I mean, it can be a deterring factor for people that are, you know, choosing to spend time here.
Some people actually agree with him, right?
Yeah, they are saying, somebody says they agree with Joe that he says Montreal isn't very friendly when it comes to visitors. None of our signs are bilingual. None of our detours or hazard signs are bilingual. And there's a lot of detour signs, let's be honest. A lot of people in the service industry, such as restaurants and stores, are unfriendly if you don't speak French to them. And we've been accused of that here many, many times.
And could you imagine, like, let's say you're from out of town, you rent a car, and your GPS is telling you to turn on these streets in Montreal. The GPS can't even pronounce them properly. You can't read French. Where are you going?
Follow
all the arrows.
Okay, I happen to believe that Montreal is the best city in Canada.
Absolutely.
But very least, it's as good as Toronto. Like, it's they're both great mm-hmm. cities for different reasons. So I put together, he shared the reasons why he feels like Toronto is a better city. I put together the reasons why Montreal is a better city, okay? Yeah. You ready for this? Number one, lower cost of living.
Big time.
Huge.
Oh,
right?
My God.
Nobody can disagree with that one.
Not close.
It's the best city in Canada to go to university. Amazing student life here, right? True. We continually top those lists.
Oh, and Frosh Weeks here are such a party.
Okay. Okay.
If only we can go back in time.
I know.
The architecture, our history.
Yeah. Tough to beat.
We're older. We're more mature. We've been around longer. We know more.
Sure.
Oceaga, just for laughs. The International Jazz Festival, the Fireworks Festival. Montreal knows how to have a good time, and people come here from all over the world to do it with us.
By the way, he might get booted just for laughs now in the summer. Let's be honest.
He did say he loves it here. He didn't say it was a bad city. He said he loves it, but he loves Toronto more. Okay, that brings me to the passionate people, right?
Yep.
You've never seen a concert or a hockey game until you've seen one in Montreal. Montreal has the most passionate people in the world, and the stars who come here know it. They're always talking about it, and they love the city also.
There was a guy who went to all NHL arenas, Nikki, 30 cities in 30 nights. He said Montreal had the best arena by far.
Oh, yeah.
No one even compared to it.
When we're winning.
Like, no, there's always excitement. Winning or losing. Like, they'll start booing our own team, too.
It's true.
I could have taken a nap when I saw a Sens game in Ottawa. Like, it was so quiet.
You can hear a pin drop in these arenas.
I do love Ottawa, too. Don't get mad. I love that city for other reasons. Okay, and more reasons why Montreal is the best city in Canada. Fashion. The fashion is amazing.
Yeah.
Also, public transit. It's way cheaper to use and it works way better. The bike lanes as well. We have 846 kilometers of amazing bike lanes in Montreal. Wow. Which
I have to give Toronto credit for the bike lanes. They have a pretty extensive circuit of bike trails.
Ours is better. Fact.
Okay.
I did my research. It's better.
Sam, you can't argue that. Say no more.
The next reason why Montreal is the greatest, Saint-Cassette's. And Saint-Cassette's are just the beginning of the vibrant nightlife, right? We have the best nightlife in the country.
And Saint-Cassette's and Montreal are more like Saint-Cannuffs. Let's face it, they go long. They keep going.
It's true. The people are beautiful inside and out. In that interview earlier, if you heard it, he said the women are beautiful. The people are beautiful.
Absolutely.
Here in Montreal.
Yeah.
And, you know, I do have to give credit. Toronto is extremely diverse and beautiful when it comes to diversity. But although the language issues can sometimes be a bit of a bone of a contention here in Montreal, it's also what gives us that unmistakable European vibe. It's what makes us one of the most unique cities in the entire world, and we are known for our diversity and culture here in Montreal,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yes, nobody beats Montreal.
As much as I love Toronto, I knew when I first moved there that it was never going to be in Montreal, because my first week when I was there, I'm getting set, it was a Sunday, and there was a football game on, and I was so excited. So it's like 6 o'clock, and I'm like, great, guys, I'm going to go out and grab some beers, and we're going to have a good night. There's nowhere to buy beer in Toronto after 5 o'clock.
Oh, that hurts.
I was scouring the city for 2 hours trying to find beer and to no avail.
So I said to myself,
I said, you know what, this is not going to work out long term. I was already planning my return.
Says so much about who you are, that story.
Well, death and earns, man. Don't take them for granted.
By the way, bagel, smoked meat, and poutine, we've got to throw all those three
absolutely.
In there.
It's
just way better here, let's be honest. And somebody said in our text line, thank you, Dominic, Montreal is better because we have the Beat 92.5.
Well,
we appreciate
that,
Dominic.
I agree.
Thank you.
This is the Vinny and Nikki replay.
It's Vinny, Nikki, and Sam, and they did some research, and they found out that the average American woman stands at around 5'5 or so and prefers a man who's about 8 inches taller. So that would be 6'1". They also asked a bunch of different women why they like men to be taller. And some of the comments were, something just feels weird and thinking about looking down into my man's eyes. There's also something to be said about being able to wear shoes with high heels and still being shorter. And the comments go on and on and on. So I'm curious how much all women feel about this. Does height matter? Nikki, for you, does it matter?
I mean, does it matter?
Or is it important?
I get it. Like, I get it. If we got to create our perfect specimen of a human being, I'm sure lots of us would choose something over something else. You know what I mean? Mm. So I've dated some, a couple, actually two very tall men in the past. One
like
of my
freakishly tall.
Like yes, like freakishly tall. One of my exes was 6'11".
Oh my Whoa. God.
And one from Whoa. Like years ago when I was like 20 or 21, he was 7 feet tall.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And I got to say I loved it. Like I loved how I loved a tall guy.
What is it like that you love?
You do. Well, you feel like kind of dainty next to somebody, okay. you know? You feel like they, I don't know. It just feels nice and protective in a way. I
never
think
took
too.
You for the damsel in distress type.
I'm not the damsel in distress type. It's just they're big and strong. I don't know. That being said, I'm not the damn. I'm not. I've also dated guys who are like an inch or two taller than me, and I'm average. I'm 5'5". So I've also dated guys who are 5'8", and the reason we broke up was definitely not because they weren't tall enough for me.
So if you could pick your perfect height, where would you put that bullseye?
12 feet tall. No, I'd probably perfect. I don't know. I hate saying that because it's just silly. Like I said, I would date somebody of any height, and I have in the past, and it hasn't been an issue.
Well, you know, when you're walking hand in hand, I think these things matter. I mean, you don't want to be like, if you're dating a 7 foot guy, you don't want to be like putting your hand all the way up over your head just to hold his hand.
I know, but if but if everything, hey, these things can sometimes be an issue and can make you feel uncomfortable, especially in the beginning, absolutely. But if everything else is great, I can't imagine anybody, any human, throwing out a guy who is perfect in every way and whom they're in love with just because they're not tall enough.
And it's out of their control too, right?
Yeah.
So it's not exactly fair.
Absolutely.
I love all heights, but like, for me, it's capped at a certain height. I mean, when you get to like 6 feet, like to me, that's sort of the ceiling.
So she can be taller than you?
She can be taller than me. That I don't mind. But you know, there's a finite sort of number. Like, I don't think I can go past 6 feet.
I don't know. That's why it's silly to put these numbers on things. So then, okay, 6 feet is okay, but 6'1", no way. We're not, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I suppose.
That's why it's hard to say concretely. I think there are some people, but few people, who are just like, nope, I will always say no 100% of the time unless they meet these criteria.
Yeah, clearly haven't met someone.
My wife has told me if you were shorter than me, I wouldn't have dated you. I was like, thanks. I appreciate that.
Oh, wow.
I don't believe it. She's in love with you. Like, how could that have been the deal breaker?
Right, it shouldn't be. Somebody said, especially on the dance floor, they should be taller than you. I guess if, you know, you're slow dancing and people don't want to slow dance with somebody shorter than you.
Who slow dances past? Like,
I know. All right.
Do you slow dance a lot in your relationships?
No, exactly.
The Vinny and Nikki Replay Podcast.
You want to get on the metro without your pants on? Well, your day is coming.
What?
And it's soon.
What?
Has this been a dream of yours, Sam?
I actually did it a couple years ago.
You did? The pantsless metro ride.
Come on. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Okay. The no pants subway ride is a celebration of silliness, they said. It's going to be happening here in Montreal on the metro this Sunday, January 13th. So they literally said, this ride is a celebration of silliness and nothing more. It is absurdity for absurdity's sake. And organizers urge guests to try not to look too hard for a political message, a charitable cause, or a sponsorship of any kind. They're saying there's no deeper meaning to the pantsless
just for
metro
fun.
Ride. It's just about riding the metro without your pants on. So everybody's going to be meeting at Sherbrooke on the Orange Line at 2:30, and then it ends at a bar on St. Denis, but I feel like you're going to have to put your pants on at least to go into the bar afterward. There's like a regroup in between there. They have a whole schedule planned out for all of the pantsless subway riders.
When I first heard about this, I was like, what? This is so weird. Then I looked at last year's video, and I'm like, it looks kind of fun. Like, it looks harmless. And they're all just together, no pants, having a grand old time. How bad could it be?
It's a really cool concept. It's a fun idea. But let me tell you something. It goes from celebration to awkward very quickly. And I'll give you an example. I was on the metro car and everyone had their pants off. And like, so I too had my pants off.
So you just had like some tighty whities on or what?
Yeah, I had my boxer briefs on and I was like holding my pants in my arms. And so everyone's having a party and like and there's like an understanding between everyone that isn't wearing pants. You look across the metro and you're giving yourselves the nod like, yeah, you had the guts to do this. Good for you. Awesome. We're celebrating. And then all of a sudden at one stop, everyone got off. And I was left on the metro. And all of a sudden, I'm looking at myself. I'm like, oh my God, I'm a bona fide creep right now.
How did you miss that stuff?
Right? I don't know. And then I'm like, do I put my pants on now? Do I own it? Do I just stick it out? It was very, very awkward.
Why did you do this?
Well, I was there kind of on behalf of the station. I interviewed some people. And
well, okay, they said to keep within the spirit of the event, organizers ask participants to refrain from being loud, obnoxious, and bothering other riders. Now, listen, you have no pants on. You're already being obnoxious. Like, too late.
Yeah, too late. All eyes are on you.
Yeah, and you have to leave the passageways clear and open for riders to flow freely to and from trains. Why don't people get arrested? Like, why is there just a pass this day? Like,
yeah, exactly.
On a regular day, if you showed up in your underwear on the subway, there'd probably be some issues.
For sure. But I have to say, it is liberating. Like, until you actually, you're in a public space without pants on, it really, it's...
Really?
You would do it again?
Well, yes. Assuming there are other people and I'm in solidarity, I don't want to be on the only one in the metro without my pants on. But,
Why don't you do it this Sunday then?
I've been there, done that.
I think you should do it again.
I made a fool of myself already.
I would love to see
it. You said
it
was liberating. You need some more liberation.
No, I'm good.
Any video of this somewhere that we can find?
I have
a
picture on my Facebook page.
Oh,
yes.
I don't want to see your undies.
If you're on the Orange Line on Sunday, don't freak out if you see a bunch of people with no pants. Now you know it's...
Or freak out and leave. That's probably a fair reaction.
Join the party. Take your pants off, right. Too.
The Vinny and Nikki Replay.
Subscribe now on iTunes and Google Play.
And listen to Vinny and Nikki in the morning weekdays starting at 5:30
on Montreal's Perfect Mix, The Beat 92.5.